Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Friday, June 9th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we're joining live President Biden and the First Lady as they deliver remarks at Nash Community College. President Biden and Dr. Jill Biden have been diligent in their pursuing of equal education opportunities and encouraging equal opportunities for women as well as men. And they are speaking in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden has been traveling the world, pushing education, pushing technology and science developments among students. And today, President Biden joins her at Rocky Mount, North Carolina, at Nash Community College, to continue their encouragement of students. So let us join Dr. Jill Biden as she introduces President Joe Biden.
Workforce.
And in a time when, okay, maybe sometimes we can't all agree, it's an area where we have so many values in common. Because we all want hardworking students to be successful, even if a four-year degree isn't the right path for them. We all want businesses to have the skilled employees that they need. Through the Biden Education Pathway, we can fundamentally transform what it means to make a living and make a life here in America. Thank you. And now it is my pleasure to introduce an incredible student and a free apprentice here at NASH. And her name is America. America?
My name is America Alonzo Gomez. I am a student enrolled in the Center for Technology, Industry, Technology, and Innovation High School, and I'm currently in the STEP for Growth Clean Vehicles program here at NASH Community College. My time here at NASH has been great, and I'm really enjoying this program. Here at NASH, we just completed our OSHA 10 Lean Six Sigma Yellow Belt certification. I am beyond excited for this program, and I entered this program to help bring fields that are so important to this country and to my community to light. Energy and manufacturing are changing our very future by generating renewable resources, by creating resources that are replacements for resources that are currently depleting, at risk of depleting. I want to make this future a better reality. Abraham Lincoln once said the best way to predict the future is by creating it. And here, I'm working with these others and to make this future the best for everyone here and to be able to make it for everyone. And with that being said, it's my honor and my privilege to be able to introduce the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Well, thank you all for allowing us to come, Governor. Thank you for allowing us to be here. I think we have everyone in the city council here and the county council and Congress. Anyway, North Carolina is a great state. And America, thank you for that introduction. I told America the hardest thing to do, at least for me, when I was her age, was to introduce someone. Anyway, I won't go into all that. But anyway, folks, I'm Jill Biden's husband. And we brought some friends with us today. Governor Roy Cooper, a terrific partner in creating economic opportunity for the people of North Carolina. Congressman Don Davis. Used to work in tobacco fields, became an officer in the United States Air Force, a minister, a professor of the doctorate, member of the House of Representatives. I don't know what the hell to call him. Doctor, minister, reverend, but he's got it all. He's got it all. And he's got three sons with him. We're going to take care of all these boys sitting next to him. And Mayor Robertson, thank you for the passport into the city. Appreciate it very much. And I want to thank everyone at Rocky Mountain City Council, Nash County, Edgecombe County. And they're here today because we believe in you, all the students here. We're proud of you, and that's not hyperbole. Great things are ahead of you, and there are a lot of training you're going to be getting. But, you know, Jill, my wife, has taught in community college now for some years, and she has her doctorate as a professor there. And she has an expression. She says that, you know, community colleges are the best-kept secret in America. And then she goes on to say, and she's right, that any country that out-educates us will out-compete us. Any country that out-educates us will out-compete us. And we're in an incredible competition worldwide, economically, politically, and militarily. And, you know, this best-kept secret is not being kept secret much anymore. Just in this community, in the community colleges, since in North Carolina, since 2021, private investors have invested $16 billion in community college. Private investors, $16 billion. That doesn't count the billions of dollars we're investing from the federal government, the programs we've had. The point is, these investments were made in good-paying jobs all across North Carolina, not just here. Let's remember where we were just a few years ago. When I took office, the economy was reeling. We were in tough, tough shape. Unemployment was extremely high. And across the country, the pandemic had hit us very hard. Millions were out of work, and I'm not hyperbole. Millions were out of work. But the problems we were facing started a lot earlier than that. For decades before the last administration, Democrat and Republican, the middle class and working class folks, families I come from, were being hollowed out. Too many good paying manufacturing jobs were moved overseas. Why? Because they're cheaper labor. So we started, instead of sending product overseas, we sent people, our jobs overseas. They'd send product back to us. And factories closing down all over America. I look at a few guys in the audience who go back a little bit may remember what it does when a community has a factory that's working where you had 1,700 or 2,000 people working, and all of a sudden it closes down. The community loses its heart. It just is devastated. What to do? How many people in North Carolina, my home state of Delaware, and around the country, have had to walk up to mom and dad and say, "Mom, I got a good high school education, but I got to leave. There's no jobs. There's nothing here." Well, guess what? It's coming back. It's coming back big time. No, it really is. And so one of the things that we're talking about here is, what do we do to make us once again the most competitive nation in the world? And, we're here today because, as Jill said, we believe in y'all. And that's not hyperbole. We believe in y'all. You know, we're in a position where things ahead of you are, thanks to the training you're going to get and the investments we've made, going to be good paying jobs all across, not just here in the East, but all across North Carolina, the entire state. Let's remember who we are. You know, as I said just a few years ago, we were really in trouble. But the problems we're facing today started, as I said, a lot earlier than that. You know, the bottom line of this, I ran for president for a basic reason. I hadn't planned on running again for president. I had run when I was vice president, and then Barack and I spent 8 years together, and then the new administration came in, and in the meantime, things changed in our life and our family. Lost my son. We lost our son in Iraq. Anyway, I hadn't planned on running. But one of the things that did make what I really decided was, we stopped paying attention to the neighborhoods that I came from. You know, I come from a neighborhood like maybe a lot of you in Scranton, Pennsylvania, which closed down because of the mines closed down. And then we moved to a place called Claymont, Delaware, where they had 4,500 steelworkers working in the factories. That shut down completely. All across the country, we're seeing things change. And I came because I thought we could fundamentally change the direction we were going in, to make sure the economy works for everybody, to feel a sense of pride in what we do. You've heard me say it before, but where in the heck is it written? Excuse me. Where is it written that America can't lead the world again in manufacturing? Where is that written? I was determined to make sure it got unwritten, because folks, look, here we are. And just in a few weeks after I became president, we wrote the American Rescue Plan, the most aggressive economic recovery package since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It delivered immediate relief to folks in most in need to get our economy back on track. Next, I enacted what we told we couldn't do. I was told by the press and everyone else that we couldn't do a bipartisan bill. Well, we've invested more money in roads, bridges, internet, and clean water, et cetera, the largest investment in infrastructure since Dwight Eisenhower's interstate highway system. Well, now we have the best economy in the world. we need the best infrastructure in the world. How can you be the best economy without the best bridges, roads, ports, et cetera? So to date, we've invested nearly $5 billion, $5 billion in 158 infrastructure projects just in North Carolina. $5 billion just in North Carolina. Including roads and bridges and public transit, clean water, high-speed internet. And folks, it's working. After I had this idea, some of the other team didn't like, but they came along, at least the minority of them did, a thing called the CHIPS and Science Act. We used to invest 2% of our gross domestic product in research and development. We got down to 0.7%. China leading the world, not us. So we put together this whole program called that related to investing in science to bring key parts of our supply chain back to the United States, like semiconductors. You know, there's 300 semiconductors are going on an automobile. Well, guess what? When we had a problem with the pandemic in Asia, those places shut down. We had to stop making cars. And the price of cars, used cars, went up skyrocketed, and the biggest reason for inflation. Now, chip companies are investing billions of dollars, over $30 billion, including over in Chatham County, where Wolfspeed invested $5 billion in a semiconductor manufacturing plant. It's going to create 1,800 new jobs to pay an average salary of $77,000 a year. These jobs and the jobs they need at the plant, setting up electric vehicle system, operating machinery, running the facility, are exactly the kind of jobs you're being trained for here at this community college. Then we passed, didn't get much help from the other team, the Inflation Reduction Act, most significant climate legislation ever in the history of not just America, but the whole world. Over $368 billion for energy. And here's what happened. Companies are seizing the opportunity. For example, Toyota is investing $6 billion in a new plant over in Liberty, building lithium batteries for electric and hybrid vehicles, creating 2,100 new jobs, good-paying jobs. All told, we've attracted $470 billion, almost $500 billion in private investment all across the country, including $16 billion right here in North Carolina. Private investment, not the government, private investment. And here are the results. We've created nearly 400,000 jobs in North Carolina. Remember, Gov, when we first started together, we were losing jobs, we're hemorrhaging jobs here. Created 400,000 jobs in North Carolina. By the way, we've now in 2.5 years created 13.4 million new jobs. More jobs in 2 years than any president's created in 4 years. Nearly 800,000 manufacturing jobs. Brand new. 800,000. Manufacturing's back. Want to make sure these jobs that give workers free and fair choice, by the way, to join a union if they were to do that. I want to make sure the skilled workers are ready to fit these jobs. Look, you can't have advanced manufacturing without a highly trained workforce. They don't go together. That's where you all come in. Here at this college, you're learning every aspect of advanced manufacturing, machining to robotics, so you can do everything from cell phones to rocket ships, literally, not figuratively. Electric systems, so you can build everything from electric vehicle parts to the assembly lines they're carried on. Automated packaging to ship goods quickly and safely all around the world. 95% of the students who study advanced manufacturing at this college get jobs right after graduation. And you know, like Jill said, community college is the best kept secret in America. For the longest time, no one wanted to talk about it. Every time I'd raise it for the last 12, 14 years, they said, Well, here at Nash, you can see why it's important. And now we want to build all that what you're doing here all across America. We've invested $500 million in what we call the Good Jobs Challenge. Now, that's the goal, to create good training jobs all across the countries and industries of the future, like clean energy. Here in North Carolina, you accepted that challenge, led by the governor, with a group called the North Carolina Business Committee for Education, the North Carolina A&T, which graduates more black engineers than any other institution in America, by the way. We provided billions of dollars for HBCUs as well, which is another story. But we've created a coalition of community colleges, partners, including the IBEW, more than 40 employers, different employers. These employers committed to hire at least 3,000 trainees to build solar panels, electric batteries, and clean energy technology. And folks, the benefit of that is you're not only getting a good paying job, you're going to be doing something to help save your country. No kidding. Anybody, you know, I have a lot of folks I came to work with when I was president who thinks there's no such thing as global warming. Anybody doubt it? I have literally, as president of the United States, flown over more territory where woods have been forced from burned to the ground, from New Mexico all the way up to Washington State, Montana. That equals the size of the entire state. That's how much has been burned to the ground. And we're building more partnerships, like in places like Phoenix, Arizona, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're investing in America workforce hubs all across America. Look, Jill launched one just a few weeks ago. Folks, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I think that it's important when you have a job that not only your work conditions and your salary and your benefits reflect how you're treated with dignity, but where you really feel like you're doing something that matters. What you're doing is going to matter to people. It's going to matter to your country. If we don't deal with global warming, it's the only existential threat that exists for humanity. All of the data shows that we don't stay between 1.5 degrees Celsius by the year 20. Anyway, we're going to be in trouble. Here's the bottom line. Manufacturing innovation boom is happening all across America, not just in North Carolina. But the support of people like Roy Cooper and Don Davis, with the leadership of community colleges like yours. Back in 1964, President Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson, came to Rocky Mountain, spoke. And here's what he said. He said, "The time has come for us to see that every American gets a decent break and a fair chance to make good." That's exactly what we're working to achieve. That's what this is about. I'm so sick and tired of my whole career of what they used to call trickle-down economics. If the folks at the top do well, everybody does well. My dad was a hardworking guy, busted his neck. We weren't poor. We lived a middle-class life. Four kids in a three-bedroom home with the grandpa living with us. But the point was, it was in a decent, fair neighborhood, and we were just like everybody else. But I never saw any of that economic benefit trickle down to my dad's kitchen table. So I decided, not a joke, that you're going to make me a profit. And that is that we're going to build this economy from the middle out and the bottom up. When that happens, everybody does well. The wealthy still do very well. I'm a capitalist. You can go out and make $1 billion. Have at it, man. Just pay your fair share of taxes. So, look, we made a lot of progress. Now we've got to keep it going. We just have to remember who we are. For God's sake, we're the United States of America. This is not hyperbole. There's never been a thing we've set our mind to as a country. Never been a single major initiative we set our mind to as a country. We work together. We haven't accomplished it. Let's not remember who we are. We're the United States of America. So look, let's get together and move this. I promise you, you're not going to remember who the hell said this to you, but 15 years from now, when this state is even better shape than it is now and continuing to grow, and we're the epicenter of economic growth in the world, you're going to say, I think I heard somebody say that. But it's because of you when it happens. It really is. There's nothing beyond our capacity. There's nothing beyond your capacity. You just have to believe and be given half a chance. I'm so damn proud to be with you all. So thank you very much. And Gov, thank you for what you put together in the state. I think you're the best governor in the country, but thank you.
And that was President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden at Nash Community College in North Carolina, continuing to push the Biden-Harris educational agenda to encourage community college education as a means of preparing students for jobs in today's growing industries. You've been listening to On Air Daily News, Friday, June 9th, 2023. I'm Naima Lateef. Join us again on Monday, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. And you can always listen in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/on-air-daily-news. Until Monday, enjoy the rest of your day.